hour of truth and power, and mix not up truth with falsehood, nor hide the truth while you know. The cow, Surah 2, Ayat 42. If we fear to speak the truth for the sake of falsehood, it's not only hiding the truth, but it's actually showing fear and distrust in the divine supreme being, his wisdom, and his power. This hiding and mixing the truth with falsehood because of fear of the enemy, devils, is taking a great number of our people to hell with the devils. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We are now in the hour of truth and power. This is the hour of truth and power.
Divine peace, divine love, divine light. This is your beloved brother Cedric X. You now tuned into Hour of Truth and Power. Episode 2 of Hour of Truth and Power, Reflection. Has the divine revelations of 2020 manifest in a universal paradigm shift? It's a question. Has the divine revelations of 2020 manifest in a universal paradigm shift? Brothers and sisters, 2020 has definitely been an, oh man, on so many different levels. There's many highs, many lows. Sad times, good times, horrific times, you know. But 2020, you can't say in a nutshell or even try to sum it up in one word or a sentence, because it's been exactly, you know, as stated, a divine revelation, which has catapulted and caused a divine, what I would say, a divine universal paradigm shift, as you're seeing the awakening across the world of our brothers and sisters, you know, the totality of the continuous magnitudes of death, both from, you know, our ignorance and genocide to the continuous pain that's brought in by the oppressor and, you know, the ones working the plantation, so-called police officers, I call them badge terrorists, you know, it's been a year of trying times, you know, from the set, you know, from the very top of 2020. You know, I always thought when hearing of the year 2020 as a youth, you know, or getting older, coming into, you know, manifesting into an adult and gaining better knowledge and wisdom of understanding of self, gaining self-knowledge and knowledge of Almighty Allah, God, you know, you start to figure, what you know, what's to come in the year 2020? You know, they say that's perfect vision or hindsight, you know, it's giving you a supreme interceding type of visual of what's to come, or introspection, if you will. So just to see the many events that have occurred at so many different levels that, you know, have shaken us all, you know, I feel everybody in some shape, form, or fashion have been affected by the many different events that have occurred in 2020. You know, me, myself, I mean, it's been on a personal, it's been overall a beautiful year, you know, but at the same time, a lot of tragedy too, you know, a lot of tragedy, man, you know, it makes you think, I would say this year, if anything, being more appreciative of life and stop focusing so much on what we don't have and what's not in your presence, and having of what we don't recognize is in our presence, and do a better job of just being appreciative and thankful, you know, giving thanks to Almighty God, Allah, for every hour that you're breathing, every second that you're breathing, you know, every opportunity present above ground. Like I say, every day above ground is a blessed day, you know, another day to get up, get out and do something, you know, not only for self, but for your people, for your family, you know, to make a change. You know, it's been one of those seasons. I feel like if you haven't learned, you know, the importance of how quick life can alter and shift, you know, while the world is spinning on its axis, you know, things are occurring on different levels at all times simultaneously. So it's up to us as individuals to, you know, get a grip, you know, the focus of power and truth and power is the focus on duality of, you know, divinity and the metaphysical knowledge, wisdom, light of understanding, self-love and mental health. And I felt it was important to bring forth a platform like so. You know, Allah blessed me with the vision, you know, to really assist on digging in and tying in these things. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we go through a lot mentally, spiritually, physically. We're challenged, tested every hour on the hour. It's always a battle of spirit and flesh constantly. So, you know, what are we doing to warn ourselves or prepare ourselves for these dangers, for these events, for these you know, situations, you know? Man, it's like I don't even know where to begin. Like off top, you know, a few things that come to my mind. Reason why I figured to hit it with has the divine revelations on a reflection tip manifest and universal paradigm shift in 2020, because a lot of this was spoken of prior to 2020 of what has occurred. You know, my beloved teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he been preparing us steadily, you know, for certain events like that occur. Now, some things out of the ordinary, like loss of life, you know, we get prepared for those, but it's just the way that it has been happening and the shocking events, you know, like the loss of our great beloved brother Kobe and his daughter and the ones that lost their lives in that crash, you know. But let me finish the first point and cross over there. Going to my first Savior's Day, 2019, where the message was lifted, you know, he was painting a picture of the divine revelation of who he is, and at the same time, what is occurring, you know. So placing, you know, understanding that we're walking with the Messiah in our midst, and understanding the role that we play. You know, so bearing witness to that, you know, that in itself was very monumental for me. But it's like you have to pay close attention. You can't ever think for one second that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is speaking out of words. He's not doing none of that. Everything he's speaking is coming straight from on high, right from Allah, you know, right from Allah, you know, from the exalted Christ, from the great Mahdi, you know, Master Father Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, from the originator on through them to him, you know. So it's like that. And, you know, we've been tricked and bamboozled to believe that we don't have these powers. We don't have this gift. We don't have that energy. You know, we go looking for God outside when God is within, you know. So just building on that point, was thinking, you know, I remember that day clear as day when we were hearing of the vision of our brother. I was out actually pushing the final call newspaper, and I actually saw the alert prior to making it to the grounds. But it was like, you know, you taking aback a minute to you know, take in what I'm seeing. But it's like, now you don't want to believe that, you know. So much, you know, is said and put in media, so you never know what to believe nowadays, you know, with this fake news. And, you know, just out pushing the paper and got many vehicles, you know, we going, you know, speaking and building with the family in the streets. And you got a lot of individuals like, yeah, man, you know, such and such occurred. And I'm like, man, I saw that, you know what I mean? So it's like, wow. And it was just a moment to really believe for a second, like, man, this is different. You know, to the top of the year, you know, this is different. You know, many of us grew up watching Kobe. Like, you know, when he came in the league, I believe I was in high school still, or just leaving, one of the two, you know. So literally grew up watching the brother, you know, literally. You know, as I mature as a man, he's maturing as a man, you know, doing what he's doing, you know, and became one of the superb masters of the game. And he not only mastered the court, mastered fatherhood, he was mastering entrepreneurship, you know, beautiful, brilliant brother, man, you know. And I had to say sleep with power and peace to Kobe, you know, one of the greatest on and off, you know what I mean? And I always followed the brother, you know. Just had that, you know, that boss mentality as far as leadership wise and having that distinct energy of being determined. So with watching brother on the court, you know, and watch him elevate, you know, making changes, you know, growing from one state to another, you know, the evolution, you know, it was beautiful, you know, but then taking it from there, and I could think top of 2020, I'm thinking of Savior's Day. I'm not, you know, if you never have had the opportunity, brothers and sisters, to be present at a Savior's Day. And if you, well, we know things are a little different at this point in time, but what an event. You know, what a definite, beautiful event. And the title, you know, what the minister lifted. Here's a fire caller, good brother with his daughter, you know, Brother Brian, man. What the minister lifted, the unraveling of a great nation. The unraveling of a great nation. So he, you know, again, when you're walking with a man of such divinity that has the divine ability to bring force and power together, you know, that he's blessed with discernment on another level, you know, but at the same time, when he's putting these things together for us, you know, for us to understand that we're living right out these books, you know, right out of these books, the Holy Quran, the Holy Bible, you know, from the Torah, you know, we're living this in present time, you know, and we take life for granted, you know. Unfortunately, it takes dramatic events to happen for us to wake up, you know, in some cases to tap into the God that's within, you know. But 2020 has been one of those years, man. I don't want to hop on just the negative, you know, but I'm just, you know, trying, in my view, just tying it all together, you know. Of course, we got the pestilence of COVID-19. We've had the multiple murders of our brothers and sisters from, you know, Ahmaud Arbery, from George Floyd, to our sister, Breonna Taylor, and so many others in between, you know, before and after. It's like, you know, it's just sad. It's really sad at the end of the day that we have to continuously deal with such foolishness and ignorance from our oppressor. But at the same time, they know their power is weakening. You know, Allah God is transitioning them out and bringing in a new world. He's birthing in a new world. So that's that paradigm shift. That's that universal paradigm shift that's occurring in this present time. You know, so going out of 2020 into 2021, it's time to recognize, you know, exactly where you play. What role are you going to play? You know, not only just in the universe, but for self. What are you planning to do differently? How are you going to apply yourself? You know, because, you know, what one thing I can say, if we didn't gather anything from this year, nothing's promised. You know, in the blink of an eye, you know, catastrophic events can and will occur near and dear, near and far, you know. I have to say this, you know, off top. Sleep with Power and Peace to my cousin Nas, you know, who was murdered here in my hometown, Rochester, at a gas station. You know, my little cousin lost his life on his born day, turned 21 years of age, you know, and a young brother lost his life, man, just celebrating his life, you know, young man, brilliant young brother, doing what the youth do. And he wasn't a reckless young man. He's just enjoying time. And, you know, so, yeah, you know, y'all had to mind me on this one because I'm going to go here, there, and everywhere. But this is, again, it's a reflection, a celebration at the same time. And but I think it's just important for us to really understand that we in a different time, man. And we can't keep taking life for granted. Not at all. Not at all. Let me see. I want to pull up something here in the meantime. Let me see if I can get a little, you know, hope everybody had is having a better turnaround, you know, coming to the end on the, what they, on the Gregorian calendar. They're saying this is New Year's Eve, you know. So, yeah, man. You have to ask yourself, what role are you going to play in this universal paradigm shift, man? Like, don't just, we have to want more for ourselves. We got to really love ourselves more, you know, love on each other, you know, put each other first. If anything, these times should be bringing families together, you know, wise though, you know, be smart about your social interactions. You know, be wise about what we're intaking, both from a physical aspect, from a intellectual aspect, from a spiritual aspect. It's time to be more wise of these things, you know, because we're in a different time. We're definitely in a different time right now. And it's imperative we hold fast to all of that. All of that. See, I'm trying this platform out on a live so I can learn how to maneuver a little bit while I'm live. So bear with me. Sam Cook. A good young brother, man. This is him on his mother was born day. Like Peace, guys.
Trade my 4x4 for GC3, ain't no more feelers free. I give him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you did, but to tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I see what I seen. I get them, me hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they're killing us for no reason. Been going up for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama
was see, this episode, you know, special edition, something different. Normally come with a direct attack, that's your visual, but I wanted to do, you know, just want to come a little different, closing out the year. Forget about brother that lost his life here with the body police down food. It's just ridiculous, man. That's for the little brother that was with him as well. I forget his name, partner. But yeah, man. For ourselves, family. We gotta want more for ourselves, you know. Latest Final Call Edition. Ask the question 2020. What did it mean to Black America? I mean, family, I have to ask the question. You know, nobody's perfect. You know, we are striving to be better and do better. I will hope, you know, but at the end of the day, are we really applying ourselves? Like, you know, they always say knowledge is power. Knowledge is not necessarily power if it's not applied knowledge. You know, what good is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? You know, if I could tie those two strings together. So what are we going to do different? You know, we're steadily divided in some form or fashion, whether it's due to deity or your diet or what you choose to eat, what you choose to read, what you choose to believe. We continuously are divided. This is not the hour for that. We have to really come together and really understand that all of humanity, it's not about, how the young man was saying in the record, you know, it's not about black or white because it's devil within. So it's not about necessarily who's the serpent. But please, you have to know who your enemy is, though. Like, it's not just one shade that's that can be considered your enemy. But overall, we know who the enemy is. And with that being understood, we have to come together. It's time to unify. I mean, the rhetoric is becoming empty. How are we going to change? What are we going to do different? You know, I may sound like a broken record, but I have to ask these questions. You know, this is the hour of truth and power. This is not for your entertainment. This is not for likes. You know, when you place on a divine mission and you start running from the divine mission that Allah has placed on you, you have a job to do. And this is my mission, to bring divine truth, wisdom, and understanding by Allah's grace, be it the will of Allah, to my people. You know, that's what he chose for me to do. So that's what I have to do. So at the end of the day, you know, we have to ask these questions. And then at the same time, again, what changes are we going to make? You know, obedience is the highest level of sacrifice. Obedience is the highest level of sacrifice. So who are you going to be obedient to? We can't serve two masters. You know, I asked the question, you know, what is consciousness without righteousness? At the end of the day, you know, you could be so-called woke, but if your morality, if your divinity is on a horizontal plane, if you're not in an upright position, and only time, you know, and if you don't have the ability to bow down to the supreme being, and only the supreme being, you check in, you know, the evils as your God, you're taking the streets as your God, you're taking money as your God, you're taking politics as your God, you're taking doctors and, you know, anything outside of Allah, God, as your divine supreme being, man, bless your heart, you know. But we had to change all of that, you know, like immediately, quick, fast, because we in a different time, and Allah is not playing with us. You know, he's given us more than enough time to get on the right foot and live in righteousness. Live in righteousness, man, you know. As I flip through the good divine word here in John chapter 4, verse 23, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know what I mean? So we have to really make Allah God the true center of our focus. We have to make Allah God the reason for living, you know. Doing this, you know, this pestilence that was sent upon us from on high, from up above, it's for a reason, you know. If I may, we go there. But yeah, brothers and sisters, like we have to really tap into our divine Godhood and stop playing. Like, you know, time is forever. You know, the word says this in Isaiah 26, 20, and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For, behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. I remember vividly during Ramadan when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was on the prayer line and he lifted, you know, those words. And it just hit me different because as he was speaking and he was putting into perspective the true purpose for this pestilence, you know, the true reason why God has designed for this to happen. You know, they say that, you know, the body, or they tell you that, you know, the church is the place of worship, the mosque is the place of worship, the synagogue is the place of worship, but the true place, the true body of Christ is, you know, our temple, the body, the physical, you know, that's housing this spirituality or spiritual being that comes through the divine God. So with understanding that information and God instructing us to go into our chambers, to come to him now, you know, closing ourselves, pardon me, from the outside world, for whatever it is going on, like closing your mind from the distractions and focusing on me now, meaning Allah. This is what I'm, you know, he wanted you to come inside. I'm going to shut down the outside activity. I know some of us still had to go to work and be, you know, out and about. But for the most part, when the guy was saying, come into your chambers, that was for solitude, for that one-on-one time. You know, to worship at home, to build up your word, to build up your strength, you know, in him, to build your relationship with him. True indeed, you have to add on and build with your family. But Allah God is about order. God has to come first. Allah has to be the true center of your being. For if he is not the true center of your being, we are lost, brothers and sisters. We can't win, you know. True indeed, to know the true knowledge of self is to know the true knowledge of God, and vice versa. So that's why he wanted us to come into our chambers, because again, God is dissatisfied. You know, he's you know, this divine chastisement that has been placed upon us, being this pestilence, for a reason. You know, because of our, as he said, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, for our iniquities, you know, our behavior on a constant day-to-day. I mean, every day we were created in the nature of righteousness. All of us, all of the original people, the Asiatic black man and black woman, and everything that comes from us, you know, except for, you know, we are created in divine righteousness. And we have not been living that. You know, and it's not about Christianity. It's not about being Muslim. It's not about Islam. It's about God, you know, like seriously. It's about that through and through. So I don't know, brothers and sisters, we got to do better. That's all I can say. We got to do better.
They say you never know what you got until it's all up in the way, and it's so lonely at the top. Sometimes you want to throw it away. But lately I've been talking to God. He told me heaven is a way better place. So I'm taking everything that I got, and I'm running away, running away. I just can't cope with the pain. You just want to stay, running away. I'm running away. I just can't cope with the pain. You just want to stay, running away. More like the wind, I can't seem to win. I know the end is near, but I just don't win. Turn on the CNN, look at what I see again. It's another black man. That at the right hand of justice, to tell the truth, man, I'm fucking disgusted. I fear for the lives of my sisters, my brothers. Less fortunate than I, let's formulate my plan. I'm sick of holding grudges, I'm loaded in all my slugs. It ain't even that you judges, fuck the gods. Fuck the system and the government, your fuckers not. Protecting and serving them all like damaging and hurting and letting no shots to your motherfucking son. And he ain't breathing, you made it clear.
I should have started spending some of my music right now from my poetry on their website. Please don't get off that.
We mean nothing in fact. We been your hunted, they don't want us in the bonus. They know we're strengthening them numbers while they gave you war. The time is coming, no discussion. If you ain't got a gun, then you better start running.
I'm to the rock of my salvation. Run to the stone that the builder rejected. I run to Abba, Adonai, Christ. Haile Selassie, I hear them call some other name, them other guy not qualify. A long, long time, me see some media that try tell me America is the land of the free that I buy. But nobody no free boy, yeah. Better believe Babylon and go and eat it up, yeah. And if you don't believe we can achieve that, then you is just another idiot or another.
What the fuck it is the J-O-Z-I? F-B-A-B-M-O-N, come on, bring them M-Zone in. I'm on the upside now, you could turn them M's upside down, we might not win. Is it L for the other side of him? Most grace that you know, I invite them in. To my soul, though you feel the vibes when I'm channeling. The animals of my spirit, when they go for plenty gold. But most of them labels don't bend me so. Who you think is best in the penitentiary, though? Same owners and the labels, same owners and your cables. Smooth in your favor, trying to keep your mind stable. Your eyes blind and your skin lazy. The truth selling your angel, but even the air's all fucked up. How we supposed to see stars, chemical jars above us. What's a bunch of other shit that's undiscovered? Detached from the roots to see success, sell my brothers. That's what earned to motherland, sold us on stolen land. Visions from brother man, you seen us all holding hands. 50 years later, still see my brothers choked to death. I'ma be the ever gonna, only right I show respect. Nowadays they hanging us by a different tree. Branches of the government, I can name all three. Judicial, legislative, and executive. Like the boss of each of them all connect the kids. It's all but secondary, I'm just trying to break the cycle. I wonder if I do it all before they take my life, yo. Crucify my image, the Lord is my witness. If the heavens gates close, I'ma break all the dimensions for my niggas. Yes, I'ma break all the dimensions for my niggas. Yes, I'ma break all the dimensions for my niggas. Yes, I'ma break all, break all, break all. They say you never know what you got until it's all up in the way, and it's so lonely at the top. Sometimes you want to throw it away, but lately I've been talking to God. He told me heaven is a way better place, so I'm taking everything that I got, and I'm running away, running away.
I just can't cope with the pain. You just don't understand. Running away. I'm running away. I just can't cope with the pain. You just don't understand. Running away.
As fast as I can to Mount Zion. Running away.
You know, so just looking at some highlights of the good brother, just reflecting on this 2020, you know, brothers and sisters, again, this is Hour of Truth and Power. This is not the usual what I do on this podcast, but again, just wanted to do a little something different this time around, just to bring a little different feeling, bringing a close to the new year, this year, into the new year, part and so. And again, just reflection, asking a question: has the divine revelations of 2020 manifest a universal paradigm shift? Brothers and sisters, you know, whoever's out there listening or will be listening, you know, in the very near future, I do plan on having select individuals interviewed and be a part of this podcast. But yeah, man, just want to build and reflect, man. It's a celebration. You know, inshallah, you know, we made it on. But it's time to really put on, you know, it's time to really do something for self. Accept your own and be yourself. You got to really, as the outcast say, get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You know what I mean? Seriously, family. Like, I used to be that brother, not always doing this, that, and the third, but I played that game. I lived that lifestyle, and, you know, just to be free of it, you know, and more full of what Allah God has chosen for me to live, you know, it makes you want to strive harder to help our sisters and brothers to kick certain habits and find their path. You know, once you really get in tune with, you know, what God has designed for you, man, life is beautiful, even through the hard times. You know, it's easy to talk about, you know, sometimes it's even harder to do, but it's nothing like it, you know what I mean? Like, to really put your mind to what it is you have set plan and appreciating the journey. You know, so many of us want fast and immediate gratification, you know, and not appreciating that step, those steps it takes to reach that level of success, reach that level of pure euphoria, you know what I mean? Like, oh man, at the end of the day, you know, I have to say for myself, it's the journey, you know, the struggle and striving, you know. It's been 2 years now since I've been in the nation. You know, December 23rd made it 2 years. All praise is due to Almighty Allah. And if I could just give my testimony and just speak the wonders of changes that, you know, through Allah God, through his divine Messiah that's walking the face of this earth, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, how that man has helped mold me and change me into the divine God, young God that God has planned for me, you know. I had visions of where God wanted me to be, and I was making steps toward it. But sometimes you gotta have that push, that divine push, and that divine teacher, that divine educator, and someone that's truly living the life, you know. And my minister, man, I love him so much because he's literally, in these 2 years, I know I'm different as a man. I know I'm different as a father. I'm better, you know, as your educator in all facets of herself. You know, I love myself a lot more. I appreciate life a lot more, you know, And that's due to his teachings. You know, I can remember my first time being in the presence of the minister. I never, you know, met him like, you know, like that. But Savior's Day 2019, you know, I was part of that graduating class. And I remember before we were to go to Savior's Day, you know, speaking with some of the brothers here at the, in the mosque and things, you know, it was talked that, you know, when you walked, when we were to walk the stage and had the opportunity to shake the minister's hand. And I'm thinking, man, that'll be a beautiful opportunity. But I'm thinking, like, I don't want to do it because I know when I see him, I'm going to break down and cry. You know what I mean? Because just of the joy, the true happiness of knowing that a man that you haven't physically met, but you know that he loves you. And he teaches you and shows you that. Like, I've never had that, you know, from any, I don't, no father figure in my life, you know. My mother was my father, is my father and my mother, you understand me? And my father's been present. He's not missing an action, and this is no knock on him. This ain't, you know, but I'm just speaking actual facts. So when I was at Savior's Day, I think it was during the, it was the day of graduation, you know. I actually did see him speak the day before, but when he came out again that time, man, it's like just overwhelmed with tremendous joy and thankfulness because, you know, that's God's man, you know, and he's directing and showing you how to be one with God. He's showing you how to level your mind up into the thinking of God. And what is more greater than that? To be bought into the thinking of God himself. And you have a divine leader, teacher, and guide to walk you through and show you the ropes, man. All praises due to Allah. Like I say, I have to always humble myself and give divine thanks to my minister, to my teacher, to my spiritual father, because, you know, it's been a long road, and it's a lot more road to go through and more hills to climb. You know, as one of our good brothers said in the teaching and speaking, we're going uphill to hill. You know, when I heard that, that was powerful. I love that, Brother Abdul Haq from Jersey, I believe. But yes, my minister, man, just thinking, like I say, of the change I see, you know, if you haven't, and, you know, when time permits, when the world opens back up, when the Lord sees fit, and we have a Savior Day again, in that capacity, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you haven't been to one, do yourself the due diligence and get to Savior's Day, man. I mean, it was like a big family reunion. So many people from all different areas, not just, you know, Muslim brothers and sisters from the nation. I'm saying from all different, you know, public figures, celebrities, all this in between. You know, the first one I went to was in Chicago, and it was just a sight to behold, you know, just to see in the unionship, you know, the love that's displayed, you know, amongst our brothers and sisters, you know, and we all waiting for that Sunday, because we know Sunday when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad speaks through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we get a divine teaching. We're getting introduced to the next paradigm shift. Again, in 2019, what was the title? Man, let me see here. Hold on, family. I don't want to quote this one wrong. A Savior is born for the whole of humanity. No one need perish. And this was 2019. This is my first Savior's Day. This is the lecture that I was blessed to be schooled with. So, you know, I had to buy a copy. You know, go on to NOI.org and get your copy. 2020, Savior's Day, the unraveling of a great nation. This is, again, he's given us divine revelations every time he's speaking. The criterion, you know, that was laid July 4th, you know, given the understanding of what's to come from this pestilence, you know, what's really happening, you know, not to leave us in the dark. He sheds light on all the situation, you know, and it's just beautiful to be guided by such a brother. You know, she's teaching us the importance of loving your wife, treating the woman with the utmost respect. You know, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that 75% of the work is for the woman, because that our enemy has done such a wicked demonic job on separating us and breaking us down to where that we have to get to back to the knowledge of self. And for our sisters to know that the true essence of self, of herself, is she is the second self of God. You know, like you don't get taught this nowhere else. You're not going to get taught this anywhere else, you know. And this is not a game. Like, this is everyday life. Like, when you hear a brother, a Muslim brother, say in the nation, that you may hear a sister say MGT as well. FOI, MGT, original orders are in full effect. Like, I'm not about to run that down to you, but that's real life. Like, general orders are not just for the mosque. Like, this is everyday life, you know. Like, it's just real like that, you know. Taking charge of this post and all temple property in view. Like, man, like, these teachings, man, I love my minister. Like, I really do, man. He's really turned my life around, and I have to give honor and thanks to him. So the two God casts I do, the one solution separation 1090 with my good brother Jason Muhammad, you know, we're lifting the teachings while I'm presenting visuals, chopping up videos and lifting those up and give commentary. But it's just giving honor, glory, thanks, and praise to our beloved Messiah, you know, for doing what he's doing, you know, what he has done for us, for me, you know, as a whole, you know, him being a divine example. Allah has molded this man. He's delivered and sacrificed his whole life for the upliftment of bettering the whole of humanity. You know, the first mission was to focus on us because we've been so broke down. But, you know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, he gave him he has an assignment, and he's fulfilling his assignment, man. So I just had to take that time. I definitely can't let 2020 go out without giving honor, salute, and praise to my minister, you know, because without him, I can't say it wouldn't be Cedric X. You wouldn't have Cedric X, you know. That other brother that was just gone, you know what I mean? You would see him. And I give all thanks and praise due to Allah, man, for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's a beautiful spirit, a beautiful brother. I mean, and he's patient with us, man. But at the same time, it's a type of love that you have to grow to appreciate if you don't know any better. You know, because coming in like this is not no easy work. We don't just get together and shoot the Willy Bobos, and, you know, we're not paper boys. Like, this is real divine work. You know, we're sent here to be saviors. You know, we so busy out here looking for a savior when we had to save ourselves and then save others. You know, so yeah, like that, just like that, man. You know, and pardon me for getting so into it, but I got to, man, because like I say, when you're speaking of somebody of such august, and it's, you know, man, it's just his whole presence, man, is just different, you know. And I thank the minister every day. But yeah, let's get into it, though. You know, play some of this good music at the same time, between time. 2020 coming into 2021. What you gonna do about it?
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do it with I don't recall ever graduating at all. Sometimes I feel I'm just a
disappointments to y'all. Every day I just stay around and I can't be found. Always asking if me some living life like a ball. Time to drop, my auntie got enough problems of her own. Nigga, you supposed to be cold. I agree, I gotta be the man I'm supposed to be. But negative fatigue is all you seem to ever see. I admit, I did some dumb shit, and I'm probably gonna do some more. You shouldn't hold it against me, though. Why not? I need to show that I got, but sometimes we get just to hold it to be manifested. I know you know what, I won't say this to you. I get high, but I don't get too high. So what the damn it supposed to be? That must be why you can't get your ass up out the bed before. Will you get your get up? Get out. Cut that bullshit out. Ain't you sick and tired of having to do without? And hey, what up with all these questions? You acting so you know something I don't. Do you have any suggestions? Cause every time I get as cruel and demeaning. Sick of taking trash out of toilet bowl cleaning. But I'm also sick and tired of struggling. I never ever thought I'd have to resort to drugs struggling. Nah, that ain't what I'm about. See, no one just continue traveling this route without any doubt or fear. I know the Lord ain't broke me this far, so he can drop me off here
as I make myself clear. Come on. Days of your life past by. All your time trying to get high. Get up, get out, and get something. Come on, 2021. Let's go, Mighty Black Nation. Let's get up and get out and get something. Yes.
Stand up, so what said you dickhead? See, when I was a youngster, used to wear them fucking brokers. My mama made me do it, but the devil, he made me strong. Talking to Jack, don't make ass niggas, but they fucking started in the middle school. I was a bigger fool. I wore a tank top to show off my dad, you thought it was cool. I used to hang out with my daddy's brothers. I call them my uncles. They taught me how to smoke herb. I followed them with their grand numbers. So in a sense, I was Rosemary's baby. And then I learned the difference between a bitch and a lady. Yeah, I treat them all like no. I built them. Kids never had my money, so I never ripped them. See, all the players came and all the players went. A player ain't a gangster, but a player can handle with shit, bitch. You need to get up, get out, get something. Smoke out, cause it's all about money, money, money. Yeah, right shit. My nigga smoking flats in the braids. And I hang with Rico in, cause the dungeon is where the fuck's at. Why? I'm due to organize, cause they raised me. I'm also down on the list, cause L.A. Reed, yeah, he pays me. And it's cool, yeah.
Get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. They know you need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
A lot of people in my past tried to do me. Screw me, throw me over in the fire. Let me get chunky and charred like a gun. Somebody those spirits got the mutant's mind. I'm getting paranoid, it's steady looking for the time. It's in the morning and ain't nobody up yet. I got my long johns, get my coat and throw my ball cap. I'm headed out the truck to get up in my ride. I'm digging through the ashtray, hoping to have a good day. I have to make the best. And when I light it up, I hear a voice in my head.
Get out and get something. Come on. 2021. Let's get it together, brothers and sisters. It's time to unify. Don't let the beast separate us no more. This is the Hour in Truth and Power special edition. Closing out. 2020, we're coming in 2021, building on life and times, as the divine reflections, the revelations of 2020 manifest a universal paradigm shift. What side of the fence are you on?
Don't let the days of your life pass by. You got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. They know you need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Ain't nobody black, I never cracked her, so why I got to register? I'm taking a better shit to do with my time. Never saw the aroma of the
Southwest Atlanta, A. Y'all could not tell me nothing, thought I hit that bottom rock. At age 13, start working at that loading dock. Then me and my mama off of work, General Motors tripping, but I come
yeah, back
like Hank from making and dipping.
It's a celebration, it's Thanksgiving. Give an honor, glory, thanks, and praise to Almighty Allah for another hour, another time. You know, episode 3, we getting better than usual. Breaking down some more information. Focusing on self-love and mental health. Divinity, the duality of metaphysical and divine knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. But we wanted to close the year out. You know, this way.
But that I get the more I'm feeling broken shit. But that don't matter though, I am an old UT.
Cast, I'll get up off your
ass. Take a look, get out and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You got to get up, get out and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out and get something. Cause you and I got to be.
Yeah, man. It's like that. It's like that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Brothers and sisters, I said enough, I believe, for this episode. Again, I didn't want to belabor the moment. Just wanted to touch base, share my love, appreciation for those all across the world, here in my city. You know, we constantly spend a lot of shooting and killing this year. We got to do better, family. Like, immediately. Brothers, we got to safeguard our elders, our women, our children, the babies. You know, this is not the way. We have to rise above emotion into the thinking of God. God's not pleased with our behavior. He's not pleased with our behavior. This is why, you know, we have this pessimism. This is why we have, you know, these activities steadily going and increasing, because we haven't turned back to the righteous manner, to the righteous way that God designed for us to be. And, you know, you could choose to agree or disagree at the end of the day. Until we do what is divinely prescribed for us to do, this is what we're going to see. So, yeah, I think I want to play a couple more tracks because I'm feeling a little good. But I'm gonna hang it up for this evening and go do some other work. You know, 2020, man, it's been a beautiful year, as well as a trying year. You know, sleep with power and peace to my brother's mother, Sydney. You know, again, sleep with power and peace to Nas. To my wife, Aunt Dot. So many people, man. It's sad. Rest in peace to my partner I grew up with, Brother Lil Greg. You know, man. It's just unbelievable, man. Like, you know, life can be gone just in a twinkling of an eye, like they say, man. We gotta stop playing with this life, man, and really, you know, be more appreciative for what we have, man, because you just never know. Just never know, man.
Conceive true deception and multiply it a millionfold. Visualize the yin and yang in a battle so intense that we get them confused. The resident evil specializes in misconstruction. We want to be at a presidential level. What are we doing? Fooling ourselves, climbing ourselves, playing ourselves, but not being ourselves. We can't babble no more than we can bob our head off beat. Near and ride by the time we 40 because we can't get off meat. While we ask no reason for the misplacement of the season, look at the picture that's painted. Tainted as a mind that's blinded to the point where sodomites get all the rights. We fall for fights with fisticuffs. Get pissed enough to miss the bus. It disgusts me to see my folks run up on me. I say stand up on the section of time marked revelations and recognize his mind on the reality of horror known as mankind. Jesus and his 12 disciples made 13, a righteous number of righteous men. Even Judas, the betrayal came true in the end. The devil said the end is the beginning. They teach that we were the product of incest. Invest no level of self into this system of pagan numbers. Stand with us and don't look back upon it. This faceless mind state, otherwise Babylon, Babylon.
My memories of yesterday, day, day.
96, don't be that yet. 96, don't be that yet. 96, don't be that yet. 96, don't be that yet.
I bet you never heard of a player with no game. Told the truth to get what I want, but shot it with no shame. Take this youth to get serious while others entertain. I see they making their paper, so I guess I can't complain. Or can I? I feel they disrespecting the whole thing. Them folks like selling dope to black folks, and I choke when the food they serving ain't tasting right. My stomach can't digest it, even when I bless it. I'm confessing one more blessing from the sound. We in the house tonight. Now who be who wants to oppose? Suppose we broke, we had the handler. Me and my niggas are past the flow and got down. Eyes like high catches, my mind catches flashbacks to the black past. While my close niggas laugh at the southern slang, figure ways and mojo chicken rings. I grew up on bootleg shit, we did not know no better thing. So this, my real heart pit was listen. Started by African Ambassador. So choose your partner, gather your thoughts.
Some things gotta change. Sounds of the natural, and nothing is too fun to do. Been bearing this word. Too many of my days. Looks like reasons of a wrong. I live in my way. My memories
are if my partner, they call me big, but it's the nigga to B.I.G. Speaking of truth, not talking that shit, but I'm thinking of checking my traps, but my rats is on the press. 7-Eleven, there's no convenience, you pump your gas, so I see you back for the robbing crew. Thinking and robbing you, you must be cautious. To staying up on your game, and creeping these pros, you must be flawless. Like Mortal Kombat, but fuck any one that's got you busy, my nigga, you know if I wanna be playing, but running up on me like you miss me. You catching the wrong vibe, packing your shit, I'm rolling your eyes back. Flexing up on the corner, tossing your bags, I'm rolling your Cadillac. But man, it seems I'm reaching out and touching the wrong nigga. Don't expect to be pimping, get your index off the trigger as we bust. Believing them in the dust, so keep that cane about your lungs. I said my piece and then I hush as the hell of the keep flipping. Niggas dipping.
Something's gotta change. Sounds of laughter and happiness. Don't want to jump to rain. Been bearing this burden for too many of my days. Looks like breezes of autumn that's climbing in my way.
I love it when I gather. Why it's focused about that we come clean. Some issues need to be addressed like envelopes, I mean. Oh, like Liberty Bell says, them bullets keep on ranking. On fire like the Georgia Mass Choir, we keep on singing. Bringing our folks closer together because they sent with us from the get green. Like, and we ain't gonna stop until we hit the big screen. Psych, because no one is free when others are oppressed. So we hit the stage and then we fly back to our nest.
Nice on eagle. People don't understand, just like their parents don't be caring. We're speaking about you playing with that phony stuff you sharing. And you got some Sadie Benz and all your riches, thinking you got it, but you didn't get it. But you ain't even no bitches cause you flop. And funnel like these into driveways. Isn't it lovely smoking good and sloppy head on highways? Fridays your type of Saturday just makes it old. Well tonight's a hot warm enough to feed your soul. Rolling old.
Something's gotta change. Sounds of laughter and happiness come on to you drops too late. Been bearing this burden for too many my days. Looks like breezes of autumn that's climbing in my way. Like memories of yesterday. Something's gotta change. Sounds of laughter and happiness come on to drops too late. Been bearing this burden too many of my days. Looks like breezes of autumn that's climbing in my way. Like memories of yesterday.
Yeah, man. Sleeping power. Peace to our good brother Chadwick. man, we lost many soldiers this year, sisters, brothers. So many have lost count, you know. It's been a one of those years, man. Like I say, life has valleys and peaks, and we have to be thankful for every day present above ground. Pardon me, we have to stop wasting time focusing on what we don't have and be thankful for all that we do have. I appreciate those that are true soldiers and true brothers and sisters that are in our team, that are in our corners. Let's manifest more love. Let's strive harder to be one. You know, we're in a different hour. We're in a different time. And at the end of the day, we all we got. You know, we gotta, especially these brothers, man, we gotta put these guns down, man. Like, I mean, it's one thing to protect your family, but we steady taking each other out. For what? For what, man? So like I said, I'm just winding down, taking out the 2020, coming into the new, building a little bit, but now toward the end of the show, I just want to play some good vibrations, man.
I wanna write this down. I wanna tell you how I feel right now. Man, I wanna take some time to write this down. I wanna tell you how I feel right now. For you or me, life is not a promise. Tomorrow may never show up. For you or me, this life is not a promise. I ain't no perfect man, I'm trying to do the best that I can with what is in my hand. I ain't no perfect man, I'm trying to do the best that I can with what is in my hand. Put my heart and soul to the sun. I won't be feeling from where I am or wherever you are. I mean that sincerely. Tomorrow may never come. For you and me, life is not a promise. Tomorrow may never appear. You better hold this very moment. Very, very close.
Right now,
right now. So,
right now.
So, don't be afraid. Let it shine. My woman said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My mommy said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My movie says, shine your light for the world to see. Shine your light for the world to see. Sometimes I get a feeling. I look around and things are so weak. People are so weak. Time, I feel like crying. Sometimes my heart is heavy. Sometimes it's for me. Run away. Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Passion takes over me. Feel like the man going insane. I'm afraid to maintain things. Hey, 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 hey. Put my heart and soul into the stars. I hope you feel me when I am. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get in the snowball. Sometimes I don't want to get so black. Sometimes I just want to get mad. Move and say, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My hobby says, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. I won't like my dream was saved. Shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My elders say, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. I won't like people to be free, to be free.
Man, pandemic and these vaccinations, got to touch on this briefly. Don't do it. I beg of you, brothers and sisters. You know, we gotta wisen up. Since when has the enemy ever loved or cared for us? It's all about money. We don't want the vaccine. You aren't familiar with Solution Separation 1090. Tap in. Go to PricesPoetRhetoric.com. Check out the last two episodes of building on the pandemic, on the pestilence, building on exactly not taking a vaccine. That's been the purpose of those last few episodes, lifting up the teachings from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, explaining the importance of why we need not to trust our enemy, needing to understand that we've been bamboozled time and time again. You know, and what do? They go wave dollars in our face to line up to be guinea pigs. Like, for what, family? We got to start loving ourselves more, trusting the God that's in you. You are God. You know, we not as lost as we claim or pretend to be. We choose to make the decisions we're making, and we have to choose to go in the right direction now, family, or it's going to be the death of us. You know, either you're going to start tapping into the God in you, or you're going to fall to the wickedness of this world. We can't keep playing the fence. Can't keep straddling the fence, family. Got to wisen up. We lighten the mood up a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm old school, but I like some good freshman music too, but you know, I'm just gonna vibe about 2020. It's all about Facebook. I don't care about your copyrights. I don't own the rights to this music, but we rocking out.
Books and books around concepts and hooks. Session to session to get thoughts manifesting. Stressing and stressing to hit the world with a press. A lot of people often ask, well, how you giving back? The way I give back is through the knowledge of my raps, like a gem. All my people caught out on the limb. Who be giving them caught out on the stem? Who don't want to win? I'm feeling you. I know you're getting down like that. But what I'm saying, don't let me know something. Black energy, man. I'm on that jack. That's the 10th time I heard that. All you know is give me up a call for every penny that I make. Video and tape, LP and CD. If I fall, you feed me. No dope is spread. We keep it wet. Long as my teeth get fed, it won't go to my head. So, everybody love a star when he's on time. Nobody comes around when the star starts to drop. Sometimes you speed for the hand out. Like I'm that ATM nigga, drop me off for chase. Earring in the neighborhood, she said she wears. She royalty, but the whole loyalty to smoke. Get wrecked in the kitchen like she won the cooking channel. And didn't have the heat in the car door. Goddamn, she's a mother to be. Your hope is threatened. Give me a whole tribe. And being sexy as ghetto was on the cover of Vibe. She slipped to a threat in the book. She got a girlfriend that used to tap back when. So she always worry a bitch. So tell her, hold it down, my I can get high ranks. Sometimes you well, but I guess that's your style. If you lay up in my high rise, will you stay wise? Will I slay dies? Open your eyes, girl. Don't believe those yellow striped crabs. Cause I'm the one looking for late night cabs. I told you, girl, my home is my castle. Understand it won't be no house.
I heard you sing along the battle of the beats. It weren't 5 nights. I bet you had the time of your life. Working so hard and so long to make a record. Finally to make a song people respect it. Collect the dough at the show as you sip the mo. Now you hitting a hoe. You never hit before. That's some shit. How much better could it get? Got the leather with the wood kit. All up in the whip. The wallet to the pit.
calling it what? It's really not. This is just one single you got. That's really hot. Tomorrow it could bust just like a blood clot. Leave you in the dust for your body to rock. Another party to pop. Take the deeper if it's me. It doesn't matter because it just won't stop. Don't let your brain matter pop. Because when you release the album, if they don't die, you're going to get dropped. So, one single don't make you the shit. Stay true to who you are, don't never forget. Keep your feet on solid ground. Cause what goes up must come down.
Yeah, brothers and sisters. Right now, let's elevate our frequencies. Let's elevate our way of thinking. Know who your true enemies are. Know the difference between friend and foe. But let's invest, let's manifest divine living. Let's choose life, not death.
Searching.
Something from Surah 39. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The revelation of the book is from Allah, the Mighty, the Wise. Surely we have revealed to thee the book of truth, so serve Allah, being sincere to him in obedience. Being sincere to him and obedience. Now surely, sincere obedience is due to Allah alone. And those who choose protectors besides him say, we serve them only, that they may bring us nearer to Allah. Surely, Allah will judge between them and that in which they differ. Surely Allah guides, not him who is a liar, ungrateful. If Allah desired to take a son to himself, he could have chosen those he pleased out of those whom he has created. Glory be to him. He is Allah, the one, the subduer of all. He has created the heavens and the earth with truth. He makes the night cover the day. It makes the day overtake the night. And he has made the sun and the moon subservient. Each one moves on to an assigned term. Now surely he is the mighty, the forgiver. I just wanted to lift a few of those ayats because, you know, in that section, it's titled Obedience to Allah. So as I close, moving into 2021. Moving into 2021. Having Allah God as the true center of our focus, of our being. Brothers and sisters, that's what's going to take us to the next level. Obedience. Obedience. Allah God is the true center of everything. This is from the study guide, volume 2. Study guides 10 through 18 from my beloved minister. Again, go on to NOI.org. You gotta, let's read more, family. Like, seriously, let's read more. Let's feed ourselves more divine food, more spiritual food, to uplift our spirits, to change our way of thinking. Let's go to one meal a day. All this keto diet and all this other crap, one meal a day. They got it from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. One meal a day. You understand me? Let's put down the pork. Let's put down the high corn syrup, fructose. You know what I'm trying to say. Let's put that stuff down. Less meat. I say no meat, but, you know, I do a little fish here and there. But let's just do better, family. Let's eat better. Let's train our minds. Let's exercise. Mind, body, spirit. We have to exercise all the being toward divinity. Let's put down the wicked ways, man. Put down the guns, man. Stop being cowards out here, man. Shooting and killing one another for what? Like, for what, though, man? I haven't read the story yet, but I did see an alert earlier today. And God bless the young lady soul that lost her life here in the town. I believe a mother, 36 years of age, lost her life, man. And then no disrespect to the family. This is all due respect. Sleep with power and peace to that queen. But we have to stop with this violence, man. Like, we can't keep, I mean, true indeed, yes, the enemy did do a number on us, but we can't keep relying on that, man. Like, you got to want better for yourself. Stop living like a savage. We're not savages, man. Like, this is it gets to a point that it's just despicable and ridiculous. You know, this pandemic has it was to reveal the true you. That's what 2020 was, to reveal the true you. So look in the mirror. I mean, this is not for entertainment. Ask yourself the question, who you really are, who do you really truly want to be? We all need help. We all need help. We all need to lean on the highest power possible, which is Almighty Allah God. Tap into that divine energy, family. Love on yourself. Please love on yourself. But let's understand that, man, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. As for Proverbs. Gotta hit this, it's there. The false teachers of Christianity have deceived a great number of people all over the planet Earth into believing Jesus and his mother are equals with the Creator. This has served to expand and perpetuate polytheism, the gravest of sins. Jesus never taught the people to worship him. He taught the people to worship Allah, God alone. Both Bible and the Holy Quran attest to his complete and perfect devotion to a power greater than himself. He said it here in John 8:28, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. So this is why I'm thankful for my teacher, you know, because I know God created me to walk a certain way, to be a certain way. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the way, you know, teaching of the scriptures from the Bible, from the Quran, from the Torah, you know, showing the true meaning. You know, we get this in our supreme lessons from Master Father Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as being taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and it's life-changing. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to accept your own and be yourself, go on to Rochester, noirochester.org. Go on and visit noir.org. You know, we're here, family. Come on home. You know, this is the hour of truth and power. We are now in the hour of truth and power. This is the hour of truth and power. With all divine love and respect, family. With God love. It's your beloved brother, Subject X. May you all have a blessed, 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 blessed rest of 2020. May Allah God be with us all. And may we all change our minds and do something righteous for the rest of 2021. Let's put down the alcohol, family. Let's put down the poison. Let's live clean. Let's raise our children to love themselves. Let's love on our babies. We have to be here for them. You know, ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But I just have to ask the question: how the hell are you partying when the world is coming to an end? The wicked ways of this world. I ain't saying that you just got to get all astute to the point that, you know, you lose a part of yourself that might need to be lost. But again, this is not with judgment. This is with divine love, divine God love. You know, sometimes it's not what was said won't be appreciated, won't be loved, won't be one. You may not want to hear, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to massage your feelings. I'm sitting here to do a divine mission to bring my brothers and sisters to Almighty God Allah. Bring them on to the Lamb, to the blood of the Lamb, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Divine Messiah walking in our midst today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So like a lover to hate it, this is what you're going to get. And there's more to come in 2021, inshallah. Signing off, your beloved brother, Subject X. Peace.